And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 14th of May, 2016. America's first space station, Skylab, was launched on this date, 1973. Solar Observatory, a microgravity lab, a medical lab, an Earth observation station, launched unmanned. The first crew rendezvoused about 11 days afterward. They spent almost a month in space, the second crew 2 months, the third crew almost three, studying the effects of space travel on the human body. After so long in space, it took the astronauts a while to adjust to life with gravity. They would often just drop things rather than setting them down because in space they expected them to simply float away. There was a 40th anniversary celebration of Skylab, and one crew member described what it was like to do a spacewalk outside the vehicle. He said, "From outside, you can see the entire Earth in a three-dimensional perspective. You're riding along on this magic carpet. There's no vibration, no sound, and a sunrise and sunset every hour and a half. You just want to stay out there." The last crew left in February 1974. 5 years later, Skylab fell out of orbit, crashed to Earth, most of it landing in Western Australia. It's the birthday of Mark Zuckerberg, White Plains, New York, 1984, son of a dentist and a psychiatrist who began writing software in middle school after his father taught him basic programming. He went to Harvard 2002, and with his fellow students Eduardo Saverin, Andrew McCollum, Dustin Moskovitz, and Chris Hughes, he put together a website to take the place of a print book with pictures of classmates in it, which was called Facebook. The website made him phenomenally wealthy, about $48 billion at last count, and his fellow students sued him and settled for about $300 million. It's the birthday of the nature writer Hal Borland, born in Sterling, Nebraska, 1900, the man who wrote those nature editorials in the New York Times about the changing seasons, especially the coming of spring. There was a New Yorker cartoon about him, of a man holding a newspaper and saying, "Here's another of those crackpot editorials about the voices of frogs shattering the autumn stillness." And it was on this day that Dylan Thomas's radio play Under Milkwood was premiered, 1953, at the Poetry Center at the 92nd Street Y in New York City, a play about a walk through a Welsh village of Larrigub, imagining the voices of the people, Polly Garter, Captain Cat, Organ Morgan, Mrs. Willy-Nilly, and No Good Boyo. It was the last good thing that Dylan Thomas wrote. He died 3 months later of alcoholism. Here's a poem for today by Joe McDougall entitled Kissing. One scene from my childhood, spending the night at my Aunt Eva's, I have come downstairs at midnight for a glass of milk. She and her husband, Ferdinand, sit at the kitchen table, their backs to me. His left trouser leg is rolled up to his thigh. The stump of the leg he lost under a tractor is propped on a stool, gleaming in the lamplight. My aunt and uncle bend above it, laughing uncontrollably and kissing. A poem entitled Kissing by Joe McDougall from In the Home of the Famous Dead, published by the University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Organic Valley, a group of family farmers bringing organic half-and-half to America's morning coffee since 1988. Organic Valley, bringing the good. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.